Effective Living with Reverend Henry Hubert. May you be blessed as you listen. Now, the message. Lord, you made
perfect. Take your seats, take your Bible. Let's go to the book of Matthew chapter 7. We'll start from verse 7. If you study the Bible, realize that Jesus taught a lot about prayer. And so if you want to know how to pray, you have to try to see what Jesus taught about prayer. Amen. The first thing that Jesus taught about was in Matthew chapter 6, which I may touch on another day, if not today. But one thing that Jesus taught on prayer is what is on the screen. It says that ask and you will receive, or it will be given to you. Ask and it will be given to you. Then he said, seek and you will find. And he said, knock and it will be opened to you. Verse 8 said, for everyone who asks will receive, and he who seeks will find. And to him who knocks, it will be opened. Or what man is there among you who, if he asks his son for bread, will give him a stone? Or if he asks for a fish, he will give him a serpent? If you then, being evil, know how to give good gifts to your children, how much more will your Father who is in heaven give good things to those who ask him? Amen. So when you start from verse 7, you'll be wondering, when they say ask, who is he talking about? Does it mean, this scripture means if I go to Brother and I ask him for something, then he has to give it to me by all means, whether he has it or not? Because he said, verse 7 says what? Ask and you receive. So it means you can take this verse to mean that anything you go to somebody and you ask, you will receive. Is that not it? Yeah. But when you read further and further and further, by the time you get to verse 9, you see that he's talking more about asking your heavenly Father. Everybody say heavenly Father. And then he related prayer to how we relate with our children. We all love our children and we want the best for them. We give them the best. Sometimes we use our last money to pay their fees. If you have to choose between buying a new dress and paying your child's fees, you pay the child's fees first, unless you are a bad parent and a selfish one. But every good parent wants to give the best to his child, make sure that they have food, make sure that they live well. And Jesus said, if you who are human, you know how to take good care of your children, then how much more will your Father in heaven give good things to those who ask him? So this whole thing is about asking somebody. Who is that? God. Amen. One thing that prayer does for you, it takes your eyes off people and takes your eyes onto the Lord. And that is why prayer helps to build your faith. The more you fast and pray, the more your faith grows. Because now you begin to trust God. Now you begin to believe God and hope in him that he can do much more for you than human beings can do. He will use people, but you don't determine the people he will use. But it start talking about the fact that those who receive are those who asked. Look at verse 8. For everyone who asks will what? Receive. So anytime you see somebody who has received something, it is because he asked for it. Amen. And he asks who? He asks God. So nobody receives something by accident. It's not proper to envy anybody who has received something from God. He didn't receive it by accident. He received because he asked for it. So if you see somebody has something you don't have and you want some, you can go to God and also do what? And ask. And ask. And when you ask, the Bible said, how many people who ask will receive? How many? How many? Everyone, including you. This scripture means you don't have anybody to envy in life. Amen? Yeah. This scripture means there is nothing someone has that you cannot have one day if you trust the Lord. So when you see people blessed, be happy for them. Don't envy us. Don't be angry. That's a bad spirit. Amen? Yeah. Yeah. And don't stay around people who get angry when you get blessed. It's very dangerous. There is nothing you see somebody has that you cannot have. Everything you see somebody has. Is it good health? Is it good marriage? Is it money? Is it houses? Is it cars? Whatever you see somebody has. Bible is saying everyone who asks will what? Receive. How many of you believe the word of God is true? Yeah. So you don't have anybody to envy unless you don't know the God you serve. And you don't know what his word has said. Amen. How many of you will decide that you will not envy anybody from today? Let me see. Because you know, one of the hindrances to prayers, one of the hindrances to blessing, one of the hindrances to progress in life is envy. Envy. Envy is getting angry that your neighbor is blessed. Envy is desiring to take from somebody what is his. Envy is saying, why should he be the one who is blessed? Why should he be the one who is dedicating a new house? Why should he be the one who has got a new job? Why should he be the one who is getting married and I'm not yet married? Why should he be the one who got promotion at work and I'm still here? You know, envy says that nobody else has a right to be blessed except me. Hallelujah. That's a dangerous spirit. That's a devilish spirit. It's not godly. Amen. And the moment you become an envious person, you put a stumbling block in your own progress. Hallelujah. You put a stumbling block to your own progress. There's only one way God will bless you. It's when you get happy about other people's blessing. It's a seed you are sowing for your own blessing. Amen? Yeah. Be the first to congratulate people when you see good things happening in their lives. Amen? You know, there are some people close to you. The only time you see them happy is when something bad happens to you. The only time you see how good a friend they are is when you are in problem. As for that one, they will call you 10 times a day, encourage you. Oh, how are things? It should be well. You know, they are good at sympathizing, but they are not good at celebrating your blessing. And sometimes you said, oh, this guy's a good guy. Oh, you know, all through my problem, he was there for me. Okay, is he also there only in your problem? Or is he also there when things become good? You know, sometimes you realize that your circle of friends will change when your situation changes. Because it is not only proper to be there for people when they have problems. It is also proper to celebrate people when good comes their way. Because life is not meant to be problem only. Amen? Amen. How many of you know your problem will not last forever? Yeah, your problem will not last forever. So look for people who are there with you in your problem, but they are also happy with you in your success. Amen? Amen. Yeah, very, very important. Very, very, very important. Today, I want you to know that Christianity is a relationship with God that can bring anybody to the place of abundance if you know how to trust God and how to pray properly. He said, everyone who asks, you know, blessing is not for some special privileged people in the church. No, it's for everybody. Every ordinary person who walks in here with nothing, with nobody, can live truly with God, faithfully, and live in abundance because God answers prayer. Turn to them and tell him, God answers prayer. Yeah. Everyone who asks will what? Receive. Somebody say, I will receive.
I will receive.
Answers to every request that I make to my heavenly Father. Amen. But he didn't only talk about asking and receiving. He also talked about seeking to find. He said, he who seeks will find. It means that there are certain things in life, you don't just ask for it to receive. You seek God. And when you find God, you find that thing. Amen? Amen. There are special blessings reserved for people who are not just coming to church and saying, God, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me, give me. Hallelujah. So prayer is in levels. Don't you know what I'm telling? Prayer is in levels.
Yes.
If you are making notes, you should write that down. Prayer is in levels. Amen. The first level is what? Give me. Everybody say, give me. Yeah, God, give me money, give me favor, give me good job, give me contracts, give me customers, give me promotion, give me a good husband, give me a good wife, give me a car, give me a house, give me a land, give me long life, give me, give me, give me. Hallelujah. Yeah. But prayer is not only about give me, give me, give me. Don't you ever tell him prayer is not only about give me, give me.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. The second level of prayer is seeking God. Seeking who?
God.
And seeking God means getting close to him to inquire from him to know how to relate with him better and to live your life in a more godly way. Amen?
Amen.
Getting close to God to know how to relate with him better and to live the rest of your life in a godly way. Now, those of you who have children, you know that you always want to give your children the best. Is it true? But you also want your children to have a particular lifestyle. Is it true? You want your children to have a particular character that when they say, this is Mr. Alex's child, you'll be proud. not only by what he's wearing, but also the kind of life he's living. Brother, is it true?
Yeah.
No, I have been telling my daughter that if there's one thing I wanted to do for me, is to live for God. That's all. That one day when they say, this is Pastor Hubert's child, they must see godly character. They must not see rebellion. And it's not even my daughter alone. Everyone that calls me daddy or spiritual father, this is one thing I tell them. I said, I will not identify myself with you when your character is opposite my own. Are you here? That's why there are many who call me daddy, but I don't call them sons or daughters. Because you see, when you see my daughter, nobody will tell you it's my child. Is it not true? Why? She looks like me, isn't it? Yeah. Praise God. No DNA test is necessary. Yeah. But listen, resemblance is not only in appearance. It must also be in character. You see, so God doesn't want to just give you houses, lands, money, big business. You know, you have everything all over the place. You are very rich and wealthy. But he also wants people to look at you and say, this is a child of God. This is a true child of God. And for many of us, that is where our problem is. God is ever willing to bless us. He's ever willing to give us a lot. But every time God looks at us, the way we live our lives, he's so disappointed. We say every day that we are children of God, that we are Christians because we go to church. Please, Christianity is not about going to church. Going to church is just one of the practices of Christianity. Christianity is not church. Church is just one of it. Amen? Actually, church is a place where you come to seek God, to spiritually develop yourself, to practice what Christianity is all about. Amen? So God wants to have children he can be proud of. People who are living his heartbeats. People he's pleased with. People he's happy that these are my children. And the people who do that, he gives them more than just houses and cars and money and everything. He gives them more than that. Somebody say more.
More.
I say more.
More.
Amen. Now, how many of you know that if God gives you healing today, you can lose it? If God gives you money now, you can lose it. How many of you have seen people who used to be rich, but now it's finished? Yeah. Now, how many of you know if God gives you a job, you can lose it? I've been pastoring for a long. I've seen people come and go. I've seen people get cars and lost it. I've seen people have houses and lost it. I've seen people have big businesses, lost it. I've seen people got a husband and lost it. I've seen people got children and lost it. Amen? So give me, we'll give you things that you can lose. Because all you did was just ask for it. Hallelujah. But the next level of prayer, verse 7, they said, seek. Everybody says, seek. And you shall find. Now, when you seek God, you get more than houses and lands and cars and everything. You get his blessing. You get his favor. Amen?
Amen.
And you see, what blessing does is that they can take all your money, but you get it again. What favor does is that they can shut the door to you, but another one will open. They can conspire and take your job. They will just hear that you've got a better one in a better company. Amen?
Amen?
They can take your husband. Then they regret. Because the next time they heard of you, the kind of man God has brought into your life is 1,000 times better than the one they took from you. Hallelujah.
Amen.
You see, when you seek God to the place where he begins to put his blessing on you, his stamp of approval on you, you never get scared of losing anything. So the Bible said, we should not only come to God and be asking, we should also come and seek him. Amen?
Amen.
And seek him. How do we seek him? How do we seek him? By praying, isn't it? Seeking God is part of prayer. But you pray not asking for things. Amen? You pray asking him for knowledge, for understanding, to teach you more. Lord, how can I be a better person? How can I be a better husband? How can I be a better wife? How can I be a godly business person? How can I live my life to please you? Lord, what are the things I do that you hate? How many of you know God hates certain things? Yeah. God doesn't like everything. And so if you come to church and you think you are very righteous because you don't drink, you don't steal, you don't womanize or manize. And then which one else? We don't worship idols. You know, most of the time we say, oh, somebody's holy. Only these four. Can you imagine? Oh, once the person doesn't drink, he's not immoral. He doesn't worship idols. He doesn't steal. We say it's holy. That is our definition. In fact, that is some people's definition. And it doesn't include me. But look at Proverbs 6:16. God hates many, many things. God hates things like hypocrisy. Hallelujah. Yeah, hypocrisy. God hates it. God hates things like envy. Envy. God hates unforgiveness. Unforgiveness. Some of you call yourself holy, but people who offended you 10 years ago, they are in your record book. You say, forgive for where? We haven't finished yet. We are not done yet at all. You say, he's sorry for what? God hates unforgiveness. He hates envy. He hates gossiping. Gossiping. Speaking evil of people all the time. He hates conspiracy. Sitting down, conspiring evil about people, how to destroy, so that some people are Christians, but hey, the mischief they can cause, even in church. When you hear it, you will say, I better go to the shrine. But they are the ones preaching holiness, because they understand your holiness is don't drink, don't chase women, don't steal, don't kill, and don't worship idols. But they hate people. Now, people go to church, they hate people. They hate everybody in their house. They hate everybody in their family. Even church, they hate people. There are people who belong to the same department. They hate, they don't talk. God hates that. Amen. Amen. So when we talk about seeking God, we are coming to God and say, Lord, what is it I'm doing that you don't like? How can I change? How can I improve on my life, my character? How can I be a better person? Look at this. He said, everyone read it. Ready, go. These 6 things the Lord hates. Yes. 7 abomination to him. A proud look. What a shock. I thought you were going to say adultery or drinking. The first one is what? Pride. God hates pride. In fact, the Bible says he resists the proud. Resist means he will stand in your way. In fact, the moment you become proud, the devil is no more your enemy. God himself will make himself your enemy. Hallelujah. Amen. A proud look. The second one is what? A lying tongue. Deception. There are Christians. Oh, when they say good morning, you have to look at your watch and be sure. Because their whole life is deception. Their whole life. A lying tongue. Number 3 is what? Hands that shed innocent blood. Innocent blood. Conspiracy to make an innocent person look bad. Framing people up. Making sure that out of hatred, you will set people up. You know, sometimes, if God doesn't help you, a human being can just, by sitting down and skillfully, just set you up. And even the best lawyer in the world cannot save you. Hands that shed innocent blood. There are many innocent people that have been declared guilty because of vicious people. Vicious people. And may the Lord deliver you from wicked people. Amen. Yeah, may the Lord deliver you from wicked, treacherous people. They'll be laughing at you, but I'm telling you, they are planning your funeral. God will deliver you. Amen. I said, God will deliver you. Amen. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Hands that shed innocent blood. And they will do it and be very happy about it. They will do it. Sometimes the people you are feeding, they are killing you. They will kill you. And you ask, so when the person dies, who will take care of them? They don't care about that. They don't care. All they want to do is destroy you because of envy. Yeah, verse 18. A heart that, what? Yeah. You see, some people, when they sit down, the only thing they are planning is what? You say, a heart that devises what? Yeah. There are people, every time, all they do is planning evil. How to destroy somebody with their tongue. How to destroy somebody's marriage. How to destroy somebody's business. There are some people, if you employ them into your business, it was better you close down the business. You are paying them salary, but they will run the business down. And deliberately they will do it. And you ask yourself, is that not madness? The person who is paying you salary, you want to destroy his business so that he can go looking for a job again. But this is an influence of the devil. One way you know somebody is under the influence of the devil, that is if the person is not possessed, is ability to constantly keep planning evil only. Bible says God hates it. Amen? God hates it. So you should be looking into your heart and be asking yourself, does any of these things manifest in my life once a while? The next one is what? Please, we are reading Bible. Even if it is hitting you, read it still. And repent. Amen? Amen. Don't pretend like you are not seeing it as if you are writing notes. Read the thing. The next one is what? Feet that is swift in running evil. You know, there are some people, when it comes to good, doing good, they are slow. they are slow. But when it comes to evil, oh, they are fast. They don't know how to talk good about people. But when it comes to talking evil about people, oh, you know, there are some people, when you want to destroy somebody, you need to go to them and hire them, and they will do a good job for you. Even insult, you want to insult someone, let you pay him. There are people you can go and hire. One day I heard a woman saying that, I am going to insult this man and you're going to commit suicide. I said, what? And she was not joking or bragging. You can tell she has the capacity to do it. She has the gift. There are people, they are very swift to do evil. There are people, you leave your husband with them for just 24 hours is too much. 3 hours, oh, your husband is never the same again. They will take good care of him nicely from kitchen to bedroom. Swift at that. They are swift. There are people, if you want to cheat on your wife, go and see them. They will coach you and nobody will catch you. They are good at that. Swift to run evil. They can teach you how to lie and nobody will have a clue that this is a lie. Feet that are swift in running evil. Bible says God hates it. You see, so far we haven't come across things like drinking and all that and all that. Have you seen it? But the Bible said these are the things God hates. Next verse. It said a false witness who speaks lies. That sounds like gossiping, isn't it? There are some people, when anything good is happening, like, they won't talk about it. They will even pretend they didn't see it. Oh, yeah. If you take your wife to shopping, they will not talk about it. They will not talk about it. But when you quarrel with your wife, Charlie, it was not easy. The whole night, I didn't sleep. Hey, these people, we need to pray for them. Oh, this married, yeah, oh, even if I was not married, it was better. Meanwhile, maybe you were just having a misunderstanding for a few minutes and they heard it. They will go, they will talk about it. They will exaggerate it. They will amplify it and talk and talk and talk. You know, interestingly, there are people who always give them audience. There are people, the only persons they like is gossipers. Yeah, people have news every time. Say, what is the latest news? Oh, Charlie, I'm ready. I'm all ears. Let's go. Let this flow. Let it flow. And then they began to talk. Talk about this person. They talk about, you know, there are people, they have the profile of everybody. At workplace, they have their profile. In the family, they have, if you want to know somebody's profile in this church, there are some people when you go, they will give you a rundown. In fact, things you don't know about yourself, they will tell you. You have a shock of your life. You say, myself, I say, yes, you don't know. Then everything about people, but they never sit down to think about themselves. No, gossipers, they never think about themselves. False witness. Listen, God hates gossiping. Amen? God hates gossiping. Nobody make you a referee over other people's lives. Leave people alone. Think about yourself. Talk about yourself. Mind your business. Yeah, mind your business. When you come to church, come to seek God, not to find out what is happening. Charlie, that sister who has been sitting in the corner there, do you realize that this day is very quiet? And Obia breaking her heart, Anna. Is that your business? Is that your concern? Is that your concern? Is that the only thing you can think about after church? Oh, that woman looks like she and her husband are not getting along. You see, when they were coming to church, I was looking at her and the husband. I was looking at their face, and the way they were walking is not like before. We have to pray, because the way I'm watching them, I'm getting worried. I'm getting worried. Hey, if somebody is not smiling to his spouse, is it your concern? Is that your concern? That's not your concern. You to go and marry and smile to your wife every day so that we come and learn from you. Yeah, and the people who say these things, most of the times, they are not married. The people who talk about married people, most are not married. And the reason why they run people's marriage down is because they want to compensate for their own situation of not being married and feel good that even I'm not married, but I'm better than that person because he's quarreling every day. He's doing this and that, you know. And those of you people come to you and say, oh, you know, you're my sister. Something's happening. You can confide in me. You can talk to me. You know, you have no idea the people you say you claim you are confiding in, what they take and go and talk in places. Hallelujah. Yeah. A false witness who speaks lies. Bible said God hates it. I said God hates it. Yeah. And one way you can learn who to be careful with is, what is he saying about others? Hello? Yeah. Don't be happy people who come to you talking about others all the time. Because the same way they are talking about others to you, that's how they go talking about you to others. So don't be deceived. Don't think you are the angel. They will go and talk about you also. The people come and talk about other people's marriages to you. They will carry you to your marriage issue and go and talk about it elsewhere. Because some people, that's the only thing that gives them fulfillment. Be careful that people come to you saying they like you so much. Not, they are very nice to you. A false witness who speaks lies. The next one is what? And one who sows discord among brethren. Discord. You know, there are some people, their area of specialization is they hate to see people get along. They hate to see a church where there is unity, there is joy, everything is going on well. They hate it. They hate to see a department. Everybody is together. There is joy. They hate that. Everywhere they get to, they will create division. In families, they are doing it. Some marriages are broken because of people like this. That somebody made a mistake to call a friend. That's why if you are married, please, even whoever your spouse friend is, you must be concerned about it. You must be concerned who your husband is talking to or who your wife is talking to. Because there are people, when your spouse begins to talk to them, that marriage is in trouble. They will break it by all means. There are people who can make your best friend look like your worst enemy in few minutes. And I know many people who have walked away from the best people God brought into their lives. The people, I mean, people that by destiny, God just brought them. They are destiny relationships or is broken because of one vicious, devilish person who came, and we are not sometimes discerning enough to know who we are dealing with. They sow discord. Sowing means they just throw the seed and they go away. They set the process in motion and they walk away because they know the thing will work. Hallelujah. Verse 20. My son, keep your father's command and forsake not the law of your mother. Amen.
Amen.
Now, this scripture we just read tells you that there's a lot of things we do that God doesn't like. So the fact that you come to church, you've given your life to Jesus, you're a child of God, you don't drink anymore, you don't chase womanize anymore, it doesn't mean you have arrived. So you, the rest of your time, you are using it, checking others. You know, some of us, we are the watchdogs in the church. We are checking people. We are checking people to make sure that they line up and they live right. No, 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 no. There's more. Amen? I said there's more. Yeah.
Hope you've been blessed by today's message. You can contact Reverend Hubert on 030-340-7970 or 024-33-11201. Remain blessed.